Welcome, welcome, welcome to the David Ashley podcast. Thank you for listening. My last few episodes have been, you all have really responded to it. Listen here, my mic is suddenly acting up. So what I'm going to do is go to an older episode. The rest of the episode is not going to sound like this because it's an interview that I recorded some time ago. And it's with a friend of mine named Rashonda Brooks. Rashonda Brooks and I have been friends over 20 years. And, you know, we get into some of our old shenanigans. We actually get into it in this episode. We don't really get into it, but it's, we got a little contentious at a certain point. But we bounce back just like our friendship all the time. For a friendship and ability to be able to bounce back, you know what I mean? Either one of us. So here we go with Rashonda Brooks, and I'll see you all on the flip side again. The rest of the episode the interview doesn't sound like this. I'll be back after the episode, and it's going to sound like this again, but the interview does not sound like this, okay? So thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for your support. And hopefully we can get this done so we can get you all another episode next week. All right, let's get it. All right, we just gonna fall into it. We got Ruth Bader.
What?
I'm sorry. We got don't call her Cal Park. Rashonda Brooks. Wait, what did G stand for?
My middle name.
Gabrielle?
No.
Gabrasia?
No.
Is Jean?
No.
So that's three. That's three guesses. So you're not gonna tell me, okay?
I'm not telling. But no, why put not it on this recording?
Why put it out there on the thing if, as like, those are your initials when I look into the system? So why, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to tell people. And what bad name starts with a G?
Oh. Wow, these questions be leading. So, one, it's part of my name. I don't have to share it. Why? Because it's still part of my identity. But sometimes I don't always put it out there, to be honest. But
you don't have to hide your identity. It's part of, if you're proud of it.
It's okay. A personal choice. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a personal choice, and everyone has the right to choose how they want to put their name.
What isn't a personal choice?
A lot of things aren't actually a personal choice. We don't have as much choice as we think we do sometimes.
Oh, so you don't, you wanted more choice to choose your name is what you're saying.
Is this what you want to talk about?
Listen, you all, I just wanted to give you a quick quick preview of how it's been the last 23 years. 23 years just about that I've known this young
lady.
Shit,
feel like 40.
She can't answer a question. I can't leave anything
alone. He doesn't like my answers. That's the issue. Listen,
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. Petty Boop herself.
My God, you in a Petty Brigade? What are we talking about?
Listen, I'm Petty Murphy, okay?
Yes.
Listen, mm-hmm. let me just introduce you properly and stop playing. Rashonda, look, she's multi-hyphenated, yeah? She writes, she directs, or at least she used to. She manages, she's an evolver. And I don't know what else to say, but we still rocking it since I put in
friends.
The name of the the name of the episode right here is Rocking It episode 2, because we try this again. And I didn't know how to work the thing, and anyway,
it's okay.
I didn't really have choice over what happened. Anyway, I'm taking long for the, and she covers her mouth. Oh, that's beautiful. But that's the time where I want you to blaze me. That's the time. Anyway, welcome.
I'm trying out here. I'm trying.
Welcome to David Ashley Podcast, Rashonda
Woo!
Jermell Brooks.
Oh, Let's get it. Definitely not Jermell either.
No. I didn't think you heard that. I'm sorry. So, how are you today, Rashonda?
I'm doing good. I'm well rested. I probably will need some food once this is done, okay. But I am good otherwise.
Okay, that's good.
Got
that's
this water good. And coffee sustaining me.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm sipping on. Yesterday's coffee. Yo, do you drink coffee from yesterday? I'm trying to figure out this other thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
So you have coffee every day, though. That's what it is. You have coffee
every day. Yeah, but okay. Let's hold on. We can get into me and coffee in a minute because it's like I'm not a coffee head. Okay. I think I really drink coffee now, like at a function. Like, oh, coffee's here, I'll drink it.
Okay.
But you know how people, like, if they don't have coffee, they have all these things that happen to them, headaches, mm-hmm. body shakes. Yeah. That's not me. Like, when I go home or if I'm not in my home and I don't have coffee, I'm fine. Like,
okay. Okay.
I'm not even tripping. But yeah, if I woke up and I had some coffee left over, which I rarely ever do, okay. I would still drink it because it's mine. Because
it's yours. I mean, you know, I just didn't know what the call was on. Like, I got this yesterday and I rarely finish an entire cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And the one before this, I drank on it for like 3 days.
Gotcha. Is there milk in it? Any dairy in it?
No.
Oh, then drink that shit.
I mean, you know, otherwise, hello. Yeah.
Duh. Drink it. Go for it. Don't say duh. People do all types of quote unquote duh things all the time.
You know, but that you thought your friend was doing a duh thing. That's the part that I'm like really? Mm-hmm. After 23? Yeah. No, I'm gonna keep hitting you with that.
All the time. So
actually it's 22 and a half. I mean, it's just over 22.
Well, you're about 45, so do the math since 19.
And,
you know.
Cal Park is tripping. Yeah. Let's get it.
Just showing that Gary love.
I don't know. I'm not from Gary. But
well, I'm not from Cal Park, so here we are.
Okay, so let's start with that. Where are you from then since?
Chicago, Illinois.
So we have to go through this again.
Yeah, because I was 606 zip code.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Blue Island don't have a 606 zip code?
No, it doesn't, because that's Blue Island.
Cal Park just don't like have
Cal
a 606?
Just like Cal Park doesn't either. Google it.
But what I'm saying is, if I were to send you, if this was 2000, and I had to send Rashonda Gabrielle Brooks a letter in the mail, right?
You would put Chicago, Illinois, 60628.
Okay. All right. Listen, I gave you a chance to come clean, and next we're about to start
clean
posting.
Clean about what, though?
Posting grids. I'm about to start posting grids in Chicago.
I can pull that up. My district, where my parents used to live, the district is West Pullman.
Wait, they don't live over there anymore?
No, they moved. And we're not going to get into their all address business either.
No, so. Hey, but I'm saying you grew up in the house, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Hey, don't try to check me. I ain't asking exactly where they live.
Are you feeling checked right now?
Nah, don't deflect. Okay. Don't do that. Don't deflect.
Oh, must have learned from the best then.
This nigga here. This beautiful young lady here.
Okay.
When I tell you about trying patience, y'all. Rashonda,
you want to have a reset?
And I, nah, we keep it moving. Rashonda and I met in the computer lab of South Suburban College. You know, back in the what was it? What's the name 90s. Of the Black Planet days?
Black Planet days.
Where
yes.
In River Oaks days, you know. Wait, did we meet? Wait, did we meet in school or did we meet at River Oaks?
We met in school, but we both worked at River Oaks.
Okay.
I used to see you because I used to work at one in the mall and I had to pass your store.
Yeah, hello. I was right in the
corner
middle.
To get to the food court. So, yeah.
Yo, mm-hmm. I had a gray link at Cinnabon. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, young lady liked me, so she used to save me like a pack every week. Anyway, I'm sorry. Young Record Town, shout out to Record Town. Oh man, is it even there anymore? Have you ever been to River Oaks lately?
Yeah, actually, one of the times I came home, maybe it was like 2 years ago, my dad and I went to River Oaks, and even that was like, whoa, what is happening?
Oh my God.
But it's still there, but I think it's FYE. You know, it's FYE.
It's FYE. That's funny. Rashonda used to she used to graciously campaign for me.
Oh my god.
She used to campaign for me, which, you know, I mean, all these years later, I'm not even sure. There were candidates out there, young ladies who, mm-hmm. you know, I might have, you know, been warm for their form. And, mm-hmm. you know, I would get, I don't even remember. I just remember
the
time.
We have no idea how this started.
I had no idea. It's probably my foolishness.
And I was inclined to help a friend.
That's exactly what it was. Oh, man, she would, oh, that is great. That is great. I mean, she used to work with a young lady I used to call my mistress and my girl, neither of which I ever approached in life, by the way.
Ever.
And one of them, I told you, I saw her, at the beginning of the pandemic? Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. I was at Trader Joe's and I was in line. And mm-hmm. I'm looking like, wait, mm-hmm. that's my mistress.
But didn't you actually work with the sister?
No. I didn't.
Okay, y'all just worked at the same store, but at different times.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I did find out. Yeah, but I didn't work with her. I didn't know her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's funny. I forgot all about that. Yeah. But, you know, I used to stalk her on Facebook for a year. It's funny because you look at somebody and it's like, yo, I have all this dialogue for you. Ooh. And you can't, if you approach somebody like that, they'd be like, man, what?
Is South Suburban,
River Oaks.
Real question.
You know what? I don't know. What you mean? The stalking portion?
No, the inner dialogue. I have all this inner dialogue for a person that I've never, you know.
Oh my God. That's a David Ashley thing for sure. I got a million pages of dialogue for, you know, certain people. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Do you ever write it down?
Sometimes, sometimes. I mean, for her, like I remember seeing her for the first time. I was like, yo, I'm out the game. I was on the 364 Pace Bus. Shout out to the Pace Bus 364. And it was myself, it was her, and it was this girl named Erlisha. Mm. I liked both of them equally. Mm-hmm. And I just remember being like, yo, this is incredible. What is happening, you know? Anyway, no words. Never even met either one of them. Mm-hmm. Erlisha, mm-hmm. I met her. But yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And what is that? What do you think that is?
Why you are like that? Why you do stuff like that? Well, what's the question? Excuse me.
What do you think it is that all these years and I never met them? Like I went to South Suburban. We worked at River Oaks. And I never mm-hmm. so much as said hi.
Mm-hmm. Man, I mean.
I know.
I'm just trying to think how deep do I want to go? And also, ooh. I don't want to be speaking like on stuff. Like, I'm not a working professional in these areas. But all the stuff that I've been reading and learning. You know, we all have stuff from our childhood that still impact us as an adults, mm-hmm. basically what I'm saying. And seeing that I know that is something, you know.
a recurring situation.
Yes, the pattern with you. I think, something attached to your childhood, why you don't vocalize these things, at least. You know, I think it goes outside of just romance. It's not only a romantic thing, but most of what I know in regards to you, this pattern mm-hmm. shows up for people that you look at romantically or have some attraction to. Mm-hmm. So I think, that it's tied to some of that. That's my first why. Otherwise, that's really a David Ashley question. You're like, you gotta ask yourself why you don't say shit. Why you don't? And it don't even mean like you gotta make a move, but like a basic hello.
And maybe I was being, you know, hyperbolic with that. I've said hello before, but never like, even like in my way, I've never even started a conversation with these women. Mm-hmm. I think there's something to how. So when I first got to South Suburban, there was this girl, well, I ain't gonna say her name, and not that it matters, mm-hmm. it's years ago. I saw this girl in the gym, mm-hmm. and I was like, wowzers. I need that. And immediately, and not immediately, let me tell it, it was like I walked right up to it. I laid it down. Let me get that number for I don't want it no more.
That Spike Lee rolling?
Wow.
That nice. Spike Lee dolly shot?
Yeah, basically, yeah. But so nervous inside that Change Is Gonna Come is playing on my dolly shot because I'm about to get shot down. But I did it though. I walked right over and I was like, yo, you know, how you doing? Bop, bop, bop. And you know, got a number. We talked on the phone. We went out. We went and saw Bride of Chucky. And we spent literally all night in the Denny's parking lot in River Oaks across from the movies. Literally till the sun came up. Windows foggy. But it's like, I just don't have a consistent, I don't know, is it like, is there a cap? I wonder, is there a cap on how pretty the young lady I think is? How pretty I think the young lady is? And if that like keeps me from, you know what I mean, approach, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Because, well, I mean, we take it, okay, so let's fast forward to another time that you, in its truest form, you campaigned for me. And maybe a little presumptively?
I don't know.
Presumptuous? Anyway, she was being a little presumptuous with it. But it was, I needed it. Because clearly I wasn't going to do anything. And so, first of all, I always tell the story like this. I'll go to your graduation.
Oh, that story.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Which one did
you? That was like, that's a real physical. That wasn't even a campaign. That was a real call to action.
Correct. Right? It was a call to action, but it was like on behalf of, it was like we campaigning, you know?
Right. Let's just get this done. What's happening?
Let's get it done, basically, which is, you know, always been my, that's been my problem in life, period. Just getting shit done. So.
On another podcast, we can unpack that.
On it, right, exactly. And we can do that. But this is the love month. This is Black Love. We celebrating, talking about all things love. Oh. And I'm working on something that's so anti-love, but it comes from love. And I'm going to release it midnight Valentine's Day, but that's another story. So I'm looking. Okay, so I go to your graduation. Boom. I get the greatest parking spot anybody's ever gotten, by the way.
Columbia College alumni.
Boom, boom, boom. Navy peer graduation. And afterwards, there's a little kickback somewhere in Chicago, I assume.
I don't remember. House.
That's your aunt's house?
My aunt's house, yes.
And we downstairs. And this beautiful motherfucker walks in with this ridiculous mane of jet black hair and this bright yellow fleece on, and I'm talking to what's my man name down there, got the twin
Sean.
I'm talking to Sean, and me and Sean and I are like, man, what, who is that? Oh yeah, I seen her, you know, Sean, I seen her before, you know, he probably knew her, I don't know. And I don't know if I said something to you there or I definitely said something to you afterwards. Oh no, I met her, you introduced me to her. And yeah, and this time, again,
I just want to interject, it was just a regular, at this time, a regular introduction. People in my house, celebrating, so of course, I'm introducing everybody.
And
people.
Listen, I also wanted to be introduced too.
Yes.
That's right, so, you know.
I didn't miss that point.
yeah. So later on, I was just like, all right, well, I was like, yo, Shana, who was old girl in the yellow? And she was like, I forgot what you said, but the next thing I know was you said, oh, I gave her your number. I was like, wait.
I said, I'm glad you remember this because I know.
I said, wait, I only wanted to know who she was. Like, don't. Next thing I know, a girl done called me. I'm like, this? But it ended up being fruitful because we talked, we dated, we talked for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't work out, but that wasn't because of, you know, it's whatever happened, but I'm just talking about the beginning. What the heck is going on? Hold on. I'm getting some kind of notification. Why? It's saying you're calling me, but I'm like, you're not calling me because you're in the thing. Hold on. Let's pause and we're going to start it back up again. Hold on.
Okay. Have we talked about you and Bell Hooks and All About Love and how you should read this? And it's not just like, it's the book is not about, excuse me, the book does not focus on love and romance. It focuses on love and how it's actually a verb and how a lot of us have misinterpreted what love is per how we've been raised and treated and such.
Yeah.
A lot of us have been well cared for, but not actually loved.
Yeah, let me say this. That's break into action, y'all. It was something happened. Mm-hmm. Perhaps Rashonda has three phones and doesn't know it. One of those phones was calling me, and I was getting this. Were you hearing the beeping? Were you hearing
the ring? I can hear the ring, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The beep?
Yeah, I can hear the ring.
Okay. So, yeah, for some reason, you know. Well, I know I wasn't tripping because it was on my headphones, but I just needed to know if. Anyway, that's what the break in action was. Now we're back. And to that point, we were just talking about the other situation where Rashonda campaigned for me heavy and threw me out to the fire at a time where I wasn't going to, like, she kicked me. Yo, I was a chick and she kicked me out the nest and forced me to fly.
Don't I think that's part that? Of why well, chicks don't do that. The chicken,
oh, you know
the
what I mean. The little bird, the little bird situation.
I mean,
you
think that's why like a what? Bird thing. I think that is part of why we go back and forth the way we do sometimes. Not every time, but sometimes the way I see things is pushing you to.
Interesting.
To go in a way that you're not always, you know, try to go. And maybe, I mean, vice versa. It's not about all the things I'm doing to you. But yeah, in some ways, in some respects.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm going to think about that. Next time we're smack dab in the middle of it. So yeah, what you definitely did it that day. I remember being like, "Yo, don't like what's no stop." But it was like it had already been done. You can't put that toothpaste back in the tube.
No, you can't. She called. Why would you want to?
Boom. You know. I think it's a control thing too. It's like, nah, I want to control the stuff. I want to plot. I want to plan. And I want to do it exactly how I, like, you know, when I'm comfortable.
Oh, then we just answered your question to earlier then you being slow to act because you want to control it all. And that's not a reality. I mean, that is a reality, but that trips you up too much. And not in you in the general sense, not necessarily you specifically.
This is true. But I mean, like, that was over years. I had I had ample time to control, quote unquote, control that. But so what you said this book is about, it's something that I have been maybe the last 6 or 7 years, not even that. You know, it's something I thought about love, which is that, yeah, there are the googly eyes, there are the butterflies, the whatever in the beginning. Once you've made your choice to be with somebody, based on that, now love becomes an actual verb and you gotta do it. So that's interesting. I'm gonna have to check that book out.
Well, what I really appreciated about it is that she's already stating the precedent that we are love. It's not something that you need to fall into and all this other stuff. And if you are already embodying love, you know, all these other things start to fall into play. So like that gets into other things about romance, intimacy and such. But as a person, as an individual, you need to already, well, excuse me, not need. I suggest you get comfortable with you being in love before trying to get this in a, you know, a situation from somebody else. And that's
be comfortable that's a whole with being other process. In love. What does that mean, though? Be comfortable
being
with
love, being
comfortable
with
being love
for being love, that you are love. You are already the embodiment of it. Love. You know, Rashonda Brooks, David Ashley, we are already that.
I know, but connect that to a person, though.
What do you mean?
Connect that to, I see a person. Like, how does that connect? And I'm sure the book, you know, would do that. But, you know, that alone feels like, wait, okay, I'm love. I'm a good person. You know, yeah. I try to be better at things. I try to talk to myself nice. and all of that. But how does
talk
that
to me nice.
Talk to me? Is that a way? Is that a song or something like with a new rapper or something?
No. This just something people start saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, this dude I know who's a rapper says that. And I was like, yo, that need to be your hashtag. That's dope. Talk to me nice. But the way you just said it, where you kind of body roll with it,
but it almost
talk
feels
to me
like
nice.
It. to try to answer your question, and I try to stay on topic because there's so many different connecting points. Mm. All in all, you know, I've been doing my own personal spiritual work. And the more you start to kind of tap into yourself and understand who you are as a person, meaning how you want to show up, what feels right for you, what feels right in your body. When we talk about feelings, really actually as you feel things, taking time to like sit with them, acknowledge them. That's the type of work that I've been doing personally. And then when we talk about love, you know, how does that feel? Do I personally feel like I am embodying that? Am I love? And trying to figure some of that out definitely can be tricky, but it's still about the personal pouring I'm doing into myself.
Okay. So
and
it's
the
like
ways
a,
at which.
I'm sorry. So it's like a love attracts love type of situation. If you can get that for yourself, then it'll be easier for you to fall into it with someone else because their spirit recognizes. You know, real game recognize game, real recognize real, spirit recognize spirit type of deal.
There's some of that in there. What I want to be very clear about is not so you can fall into it, because falling into it
I mean,
seems like a lack of control.
Yeah, but that's just the verbiage that we use for meeting someone. That's all.
Right,
I mean.
I got you. I got you. I'm not trying to be nitpicky. Yeah. I'm also just trying to be clear about it because maybe we need to start using different verbiage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it that's what happens, but maybe that's not what's supposed to be happening. Because people start to fall into love, like, to me, that kind of leaves like the absence of control, and you can have some control in this situation. And not control, like, I need to make sure it happens a certain kind of way or whatever. It's just more of a flow, you know? That's what I mean. So
yeah, I think that's a macro. I mean, I think that's a macro problem more than of how people interpret things, more so than it is a. But I mean, words do matter, so I understand
words
that.
Definitely matter.
Words do matter, so. there was. It's funny. I was telling somebody a couple weeks ago that I used to drive an ice cream truck, like when I moved back from Nashville. Yeah, and one time, like I intentionally drove in Illinois because I didn't want anybody from Hammond to know. So I'm in Illinois and I'm trying to like cut through the neighborhood and then cut down the alley, and then
the homie saw you, and
god dang it. And at the time it was like, yo, I had a light crush on Toy. Yo, when I tell you, she came from in back of this damn beauty salon getting her hair done because I'm stuck and I can't move. I got this loud ass ba-dee-dee, 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 ba-dee-dee. And she was like, David? I was like, man, you got to be kidding. I was like, man, God don't love me sometimes. I'm like, man, this
is
some
God. That's what happens when you try to be sneaky.
Yo.
That's when shit pops up. It's not about God not loving you. You was trying to be under the act and you got caught.
I was. And I was under the Yeah, I was on that surveillance act. Well, she was on that surveillance act because she caught me. And I was like, hey, what's up?
I think Suzette saw you too. I think they both were
there.
Oh,
she sure was. I forgot about that, Suzette.
Yeah.
We were in Sean and I were part of a,
A28.
Yeah, A28 fashion show. Every time I think of, every time I hear.
Stank love.
Ooh, hey Christy.
Oh my
God. Christ.
What is happening?
Yo, why
right
ain't
now?
You come to my you had moved. Never mind.
Yes. Your 40th birthday?
Yeah, my 30th. Come on.
My bad.
Come on.
10 years
hey,
ago.
Christy.
Got it wrong.
Ooh. Stank love and She Wants to Move. Cause that was your song, wasn't it?
It was, I think.
Yeah.
I don't
With your hog and her. Anyway, good times, man. Good times. So let's say that you and I sat down, we swiped right, we both swiped right on Tinder, if you would ever be on it, whatever, we meet each other. We're on the first date, and I say, Rashonda, why should I not date you?
I would probably react just like that.
I know, but what would you say after the reaction is done?
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. I have to think about it, because I almost said something rude.
Okay, so clearly let me make a clarification. Mm-hmm. What reasons that you have that I shouldn't date you? Not don't try to put this back on me or whoever the person right on you.
I'd make it real short and simple, because maybe we don't fit. Maybe we're not a good match.
No.
Maybe we don't judge.
Again, I kind of knew you were going
to
do
to
this.
The person, not to you, scenario.
Let me help push you toward where we're trying to go. Okay. Just like a job interview might say, hey, what are your flaws? What are your weaknesses? Why is it that I shouldn't hire you? So place that and bring it into the relationship format. Go. Father God.
Because actually it might not be a good fit. And that's the thing. That would be my answer. Okay.
Just say you don't want to answer the question. Just say you don't want to talk about your flaws, then.
Oh my God. It's deflecting. Please do not lead the witness.
I tried not to three times. The witness keeps going where she knows she ain't supposed to go.
According to who?
Here we go. Stop it. Macro.
Okay.
Focus.
Okay. Let me dig deeper, as they say.
Father.
Why don't you just...
I'm sorry. That was petty. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What are my flaws? I feel like that's two different... I think for me, it's two different questions, though. Because you can always have flaws, and a person still wants to date you. So, there's that. But there... Honestly, there's no immediate thing why somebody wouldn't want to date me.
Wow, this perfect face ass.
It's not about being perfect. It's not about being perfect. Maybe because I don't... Okay, here we go. In this current iteration of Rashonda, why would one might not want to date me? Because I don't necessarily... think the same about gender roles that might be off-putting to a person, because I think that sometimes my independence or what I project out as independence can get in the way for people. What else? Because maybe I'm too chill. You know, like, I don't fucking know. I don't think about shit like this.
No. You came up with three perfect answers. And you knew this is what I was looking for.
Did
but you didn't
I want
to give
that's
it to me.
Shit,
the hell if
that's
you didn't.
That's what you, that's your implication.
Get, okay, got it. You, mm-hmm. Your hands are clean.
Okay, you got it. You hold on it. You're holding on
okay.
to it.
Oh,
hands.
Man, I almost, don't be rude, David. Don't be rude. Okay. Thank you. Like, that was insightful. And, what I'm learning is that I probably shouldn't ask this to a young lady, because I think what happens is that I get insistent if I hear, you know, another answer, and I'm like, and I don't want to do that. So perhaps I shouldn't ask that. Perhaps
no,
I should just find out.
I don't necessarily think that too, because uncomfortability is a part of life. So yeah. I don't think just because you get some resistance automatically means it's a no.
Yeah, but I get that. But sheesh, that joint was like pulling. Like, you ever seen the cartoon where a dentist is trying to pull somebody's teeth and they put the clamps on the tooth, but they put the feet on their body and they be pulling back, trying to pull it? That's exactly what happened to me. And I pulled hard. And I got
whatever
it, and I hit the back of my head.
You need.
But I got it, though. But I got
whatever
the answer.
Whatever interpretation you need.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Ooh, can we add accountability to the...
It's present.
So would those reasons be why you say you're not in a situation right now? Or you just... It sounds to me that you're not really... You cool on that. Like, if it happens, it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those reasons are not the reasons why I'm not actively trying to date. The reason I'm actively not dating right now is because I feel like there's still some stuff that I personally want to do. Like, I want to be in a career-wise? Better financial.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay.
And personally, I would like to be in a better financial situation.
But when is it? But is that like when you gonna move to LA? When the time is right. Is that a when the time is right situation? Like, that allows you to keep going without doing things, because that's always an excuse?
No, it doesn't feel that way to me. It feels like that's an actual actionable item that I am working towards.
But is there an actionable goal, though?
Hey, can I finish answering your first question?
But this is part of it, though. Is there a goal?
Talking over me is part of it?
Not meandering isn't part of it, and I'm just trying to get cut through the fat, that's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a goal. There's lofty goals. There's many goals.
No, is there a specific goal that will release you from waiting? That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, if a man falls in my lap, a person that I line up with this falls in my lap. Yeah. That's where I'm at. That's really where I'm at. You're asking me. I'm giving you my real truth right now in this moment. If you don't like it,
It ain't about don't like it. Ladies and gentlemen, you see this, right? Mm-hmm. This is a friendship in work, in progress. Mm-hmm. It's a work in progress.
I think they hear it more than they see it.
She's smiling right now. She thinks she got one off. That's it.
She's good about it. That's all that matters to me.
She's so proud of it.
I feel
like,
good about it.
It
was so a little hard. Mm-hmm.
Good job. Jeez. Yeah. Man, that was another question I had that mm-hmm. you just kind of like obliterated. That's a good answer. I get it. Relationship. Oh, this is what I wanted to ask. Do you think you were in a quite, and listen, obviously you're going to tell me if you don't want to talk about it. You were in a pretty lengthy situation. Mm-hmm. Do you think that has anything to do with why you're not now?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll be super real about that.
Okay.
Before I get started, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you're going to feel about my responses, but I will answer questions about this. Yes, it definitely played a part, because once we broke up, I was very like, nah, I'm cool on dating. Mm. I'm straight. And from there, that's more so really when I started to dive in more into myself and what I wanted that to look like and how I need to show up personally or whatever. Because at that time, dating, and that goes back to a lot of things, social conditioning, programming, what I personally thought relationships should look like, et cetera, made the situation also like quite consuming. And
how long
some relationships are like that. Other relationships are not, and they don't have to be consuming, but that one for me was, and we were together like 10 years.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
But I have moved past that thinking. You know, I've moved past not wanting or desiring a partner. I just am not actively putting myself out there. That's all.
But then are you really past it then?
To some points, yeah.
Mm. But do you understand why I asked that?
Yeah, because I said that I wasn't actively putting myself out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in a similar place now. I shot myself in the foot being in a similar place years ago, mm-hmm. but I'm in a similar place. You know, got some mental entanglements out the way, mm-hmm. and so. I'm in a good place. I'm in a don't smirk it. Don't you smirk me. But and I'm looking forward to I'm open to it now. But definitely trying to be, in some of those same places. Cool. The career thing always is a variable, like a question mark.
Until it happens. On that though, because before you were like, is that a goal? Is that always a thing, like the career thing, or is that an excuse? And I think that it's what you need sometimes at the time. I don't think you need to. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is sometimes people do say that as a placeholder. Oh, I'm working on my career, and that's why I'm not dating. And, like, you, they know, like, straight up, they full of shit. And for me, when I'm answering your questions, I don't ever feel like I'm making this shit up just to answer your questions, even when you think that I'm avoiding you or whatever. Like, legit, that's my answer. That's how I feel. That's not going to be, like, the answer for forever, you know, eventually. Things change. You obtain what you need from that, or you know, just anything. Like, there are things beyond my control that can also shift that answer. So the career part is really an actionable item for me. There's things that I legit want to do and see happen before I put myself in a position to actively date. But of course, if I met someone and that shit lined up, I'm not going to be, like, so quick to be like, no, I don't want to talk to you because I'm doing my career shit. I might move a little slower in the process because I'm doing these other things, but I'm not going to be so quick to, like, nah.
I mean, okay, and which is, that's a, I hear you, and thank you for that explanation. My concern, though, is that when you're in that place, it's kind of like an unconscious wall, right? It may not be a brick wall, but it's still a wall. It might be like a facade. It looked like a brick wall. So it's like, can people really see through it? Like, to even fall in your lap? Like, can anything fall in? Can you meet anybody with that kind of, you know, wall up?
Yeah, or you don't see it as a wall?
Oh, it happens all the time. Okay.
Well,
I'm not talking about
people. You know what? I'm not even going to do that because, like, I'm sure you're going to ask an example. If I don't have an example.
No. I don't need an example because I know what happens. I'm just saying, I'm talking about the overall probability of it all. Like, you know what I mean? Get the giving yourself the best chance and options of it all.
I think it just really determines on your priorities. Right now, I have more of a priority of getting the bag than I do dating and having a relationship with somebody. I have lots of relationships that are fulfilling. Obviously, they're not romantic, but they're intimate, they're personal, they feel me in a lot of other ways. Romance, yes, is important, but it is not as much of a priority for me right now. So therefore, that's just what it is at this time.
Ooh, look at her. Okay. I hear you.
So funny.
I hear you. When the hands get to moving, that's when it means something. When the hands, like, look, I'm going to let you, can't see it, but I'm going to let you hear what the hands do.
These when they start doing moving.
This, it's like, I'm going to tell you that, and I'm going to tell you this on it.
Right. These hands stay moving.
Yo. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, listen. Rashonda helps me she helps me keep my toxicity levels down.
Ooh, I be trying.
She helps me keep my toxicity levels down where, you know, sometimes as a guy, you have to, as a person, but definitely as a guy, you know, a lot of times we have to be responsible for women's feelings, in my opinion. Now, sometimes it's uncalled for, but sometimes it's just the right thing to do. So, you know, when I'm thinking about reaching out to somebody, she helps put in place, like, why?
All I see is future memes. This is
all in my head right now. We share future memes. And, you know, I do it because it's funny.
Everyone that comes out, we share it.
I do it because it's funny. Mm-hmm. She does it because it's funny, but also to be like, nigga, just in case you were thinking of, let me show you what you're actually doing. So watch yourself. Right. Basically, watch yourself. Basically, watch yourself as well as, okay, well, what are you doing that for? For what? What are your, why are you doing
that? What are your intentions?
What are your intentions? Check your intentions, which is something that, I kid you not, since Lauryn Hill, I never really paid attention to or heard that or even thought about it as a thing until she She done that in one of those songs where I used to call the sad album, where she's just the acoustic joint. And she was just like, yeah, check your intentions. And that phrase haunts me. And the older I get, the more mature I get, the more it haunts me, and the more it, well, it turned from being, hold on. So it turned from being a haunt until like an acknowledgement, right? Because it haunts you when you don't understand. We're just like, what do you mean? What do you mean check your intentions? Because you want to do what you want to do. But when it really drives home, like, it's like, oh, check your intentions. Like, why are you here? Like, I unfollow women. I unfollow women on Instagram. This is the cycle. I see a woman and I'm like, oh, I'm crushing. If she's available, like if she's within reach, I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Like, you say you see a woman and you're crushing. How quickly does that activate? Like, and I understand that crushes have varying levels, but like, is it automatically a crush, or is it you're attracted to them? Because that's a different thing too.
I mean, well, it just depends on definitions here. Now we're talking about definitions.
Yeah, I'm asking for you personally, David Ashley.
Hey, if I'm smitten, I'm smitten. If there's something about what you know, if you got if you fit whatever David Ashley is, just like, if I do this, because it's certain different levels of whatever that is. Sometimes I'm just like, yo, she is amazing. But sometimes she's amazing and in a way that might be accessible to me. Right.
And then it turns into a crush. Right then.
Yeah, but I call both of them crushes. Just one of the crushes are unattainable in a way that I know you're just being a figure. You're being an Instagram presence. And that's cool. And I can have a crush on those too. Right. Mm-hmm. But it ain't the same kind of crush as one that I'm like, oh, I really like what this person is about. Mm-hmm. I like what she stands for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
well, I'm asking too, because I don't think I crush that easily. Like, I'd be attracted to people. That's no problem.
Yeah.
But like, to use the word I have a crush, like, that takes way more effort, at least on my part.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, but yeah.
Even on these base levels is what I'm saying.
Yeah. But you know, I compartmentalize well, sometimes too well. It hit me in the ribs. It might have been some truth there.
That's fine.
Yeah, anyway, back to my point. The crush happens, and then I find myself like, haha, you know, you give somebody a flame emoji. Because my thing is, I ain't going to be in your inbox having a conversation with myself. I'm just not going to do it. So if I drop a couple messages and they're either like, and they don't get a response, then if they haven't been seen, I'll just erase them. Like, I was never here. And then after a while, if I feel myself that I keep doing it, and I'm just, if I keep wanting to do it, I'm like, okay, it's time for me to cancel this person. Because they're like, why are you here? Are you here just to prove, like, are you here just to be like, hey, here I go, pay attention to me? Or are you here because you want to build something ultimately?
Once again, what are your intentions, like you said?
Yeah, so I had to do that with, I had to do that with somebody that you and I both followed, by the way, because it was a situation. The moment passed. I didn't take advantage of it when I had it. And a year later, I was just like, oh, man, you know how the algorithm puts that person back in your thing. And now you're just like, you know, the doggone algorithm. And now I'm commenting. I'm just like, David. Will you go? Because it's like, as a dude, I know what I want, but do you want more?
As a dude, what do you want?
Well, from certain women, I know what I want.
Okay, tell me one of these things.
Like, dudes like to have sex.
Okay, only dudes.
You asked me, what do y'all want? Okay. So I'm a dude.
I'm checking. Right.
So,
okay.
I'm a dude who has sex with women. And if that's where I saw you, I compartmentalize well, so that's kind of where I keep you. But where the potential toxicity comes in is where it's like, she could be down with that, but it's like, what are you reaching out for? And are you really going to say that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which, no. And be like, yo, I'm trying to get it in. You know what I'm saying? What you doing? You know? And, you know, it is what it is. So God. I chose to be like, you know what? And then I saw, man, then I saw a picture of this. Then I saw a picture of a boyfriend. I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really?
That happens. That happens.
I'm like, this boy, mm-hmm. for us. I'm like, you know what, Dave? Let me stop. They probably got something happy. You don't need to be involved in that. So with Rashonda whispering
maybe
in my,
do, maybe they don't.
Hey, listen, maybe they do, but you know, I don't need to put it like this. I don't need to be the rebound for whatever that situation is, because I don't want the same thing he want.
That's a word right there.
Like, you know what I mean? But sometimes I do though. That's the point. And if I do, then I'm like, all right, I keep, you know. You gotta keep in tabs with women. You keep in tabs with women. They be like, "Oh, why are you keeping tabs? Why are you checking on me?"
that's a gray area, but yeah.
Yeah, but of course you're gonna if you're creepy. But I don't want to hear that. This
no,
is
I wasn't gonna
this
say what, that actually, listen, sir.
This is what dudes do, right? If they want you, this is what dudes do. So
they keep tabs on you. What I was going to say though, sometimes depending on the dude, women are into that. I wasn't gonna say nothing about being creeps,
but that's where it's leading to. Because if she's the only thing that separates a woman who goes to HR on a dude and a woman who gives a dude a number is whether she likes him. If she doesn't like him, she can go to HR and say I'm uncomfortable. If she does like him, he can say things five times worse than the dude she went to the HR on. That's just a fact. Right, so
wait before you get into facts about women.
Wow,
there is you. I mean, you did say that's just a fact.
Well, it wasn't a lie, and if you didn't say, "Hey, that's not the truth," then
well, I'm about to
really
say some things
about?
To unpack what you're talking about.
Oh, okay,
so
got it.
Yes, there is a difference of what how a woman people would treat you if they like you.
Which is
but I'm
I
not
said.
Gonna co. I'm not. You said more after that, but I'm not gonna co-sign that you can say a man can say all types of
listen,
wild shit.
You don't have to co-sign it. That's shit. I'm talking about experience.
But that don't make it a fact, though. It don't make
if
it
I've
just because that's
it
your
absolutely
experience.
Absolutely does make it a fact.
It's
what are you talking about? You see,
what
you're,
I'm talking
again,
about,
you're talking
how,
about the micro, Rashonda. I'm talking about the
micro.
Micro
still matters. It still matters.
It matters in your
that's
situation.
That's your personal experience, but facts are like, oh, this is across
but
the
you're
board,
not gonna
and
refute,
that's not always the
you're
case.
You're not going to refute my macro fact with your micro example. Like, that's not productive in a conversation.
Oh,
not
so
to,
you just
want to
dismiss what I said.
Yeah, there
my
you go.
Point.
My
oh,
next thing
yeah.
was like, not to make what you say invalid, but I'm talking about as a refute or rebuttal to my micro point, to my macro example, that's not really a, you know. And listen, and guys that are listening, this is a lesson. I just failed. What I should have done would be like, yeah, you know, you're right. But I be, you know, but sometimes it's like, yo, I don't want to let a point go through that needs to be, you know, that needs to be examined. So then we get into the back and forth. But guys, you know, you got to pick your battles.
All I'm trying to say is be careful about when you use the word about fact. That's all. I'll leave it at that.
I got to be careful about a fact. About something that I know to be a fact. Like, listen, I was a pseudo, I ain't gonna say a pseudo, a romantic dude. I leave a card on your car, flowers, I do this. But there's a very thin line between that and stalking. So I'm just speaking to the thin lineness of it all. And if we're gonna say it's not a thin line, then, you know, then that's if you don't believe that, that's a different story. But, you know, but if you do, then there's no need to, you know, kind of breaks down whatever needs to, doesn't even need to be broken down. But listen, you see, this is a real situation. This is what Rashonda does to me. I think 14% of the way it's intentional as she sticks her tongue out, punk. And
I'm trying to settle
in my spirit. So now
just trying
I didn't
to bring my levels back down.
Well, I'll be down. Listen, I thank you for mm-hmm. your time. Thank you for your friendship.
Yeah, same.
I thank you for your willingness to say what others might not, you know. That's a beautiful thing about, you know.
I appreciate that. I really do. I do appreciate that, because wow, people will hear us go back and forth.
Yeah.
Somehow we have still maintained this friendship.
Like for real.
Yeah.
Like for real. Through a lot of these. You know what I mean? And I think that's just what life is about, because like it or love it, there's something for us all to learn. Like if Rashonda mm-hmm. says something and I'm bothered by it, the goal is to examine that and to figure out what's inside you that is bothered by it. And then because ultimately it's like, it's a form of, you know, you not being healed in some way. So you have to figure that out,
yeah.
You know, about yourself. I read this quote that said, hey, I'm going to paraphrase because I'm going to butcher it. It says that, you know, problems that we have within us are waiting to be brought to the surface through conflict with others, with other mm-hmm. humans. And I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And it made a lot of sense, you know, if you really examining mm-hmm. it, you know. And the same with relationships. It's like, after my last relationship was over, I was like, nah, this is what she did, blah, blah, blah. Which they were valid, but then about 6 months later, it was like, something whispered in my ear, was like, fam, but what you do? And I was like, what you mean, who you talking to? And then once you start to look back and you see the things you could have done better, things you should have done better, not to make the relationship work, but to take advantage of that experience. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, we all are a reflection of each other, and part of why we're attracted, you know, as you were just saying, is mm-hmm. because there's something about that person that is reflective in you. And yes, through conflict, but through other ways, those things need to show up, and we need to, like, you know, deal with, unpack, be uncomfortable. Yep. Healing is a process. As you know, this shit does not happen overnight. As long as you're really working towards it, being intentional and such, you know, that helps. Also, I want to show you, wait, that's the one. I have a nice little reminder for myself to set healthy boundaries, to choose myself, to care and not control people. And also to observe and not obsess. These are things that I'm putting forth in my life, because introspection is a deep process.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. It sure is. Wait a minute. Where we at? I lost my screen right quick.
You gotta look for that little red dot.
So cool. Well, listen, I usually get off and then I leave the anything else you want to say, any lasting words?
Thank you, of course, for having me on here.
Anytime.
If you want to listen to some good music, follow Brown Calculus on Instagram.
Brown Calculus, let's get it.
Brown like the cover, calculus like the math. And I you know, I'm always here for you. Yeah. I'll come back. I'll try to argue a little less. Yeah, I'm still standing on my word, though.
I stand on that, Blue Isle.
Shout out, Gary.
I just said shout out to God. Listen, we're going to get into that deeper stuff later on another, you know what I'm saying? Once I do a little bit more work, you know, and, you know, so I'm going to close out the same way I do. Usually I pull back and I close out, but I close out with you on. There's a quote that I end with every episode. It says, in any given moment, we have two choices, to step forward into growth or to step backwards into safety. And a little point that I add on to that is that I hope you choose growth. All right, y'all. Monday? Until next Friday, we continue Relationship Month in February, celebrating Black love, celebrating love. And until then, peace out. Go campaign for somebody. Rocking it since 81. Let's get it.
So there you have it. The friendship of Rashonda Brooks and David Ashley in all its splendor. So, I hope you enjoyed it. And like I said, this mic is weird right now, so I'm not going to be for you long. I'm going to get right out and, you know, stop the Asian hate. Let's call terrorism what it is. You know, my man, you know, he I'm going to mention his name, but he got captured without a scratch. And the sheriff said he had a bad day. Imagine that kind of grace given to us. Huh? Anyway, I mean, just normally walking the streets, let alone after somebody's committed, mass murder. So anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. And as always, every moment of every day, you have the opportunity to move forward into growth or to fall backwards into comfort. I hope that you choose growth. And until next week, hopefully, fingers crossed, talk to you later. Thanks a lot for listening, you all.